Please read the next item.
Item 52, request of Bob Schatz to address council regarding how the council decision to change zoning has altered lifetime goals.
Hello, my name is Bob Schatz. I own property at 123 Southeast 97th Avenue. I purchased the property in 2007 with intentions of building new apartment buildings there. In 2007, the recession started, which slowed down that process, and it isn't until a few years ago that I was able to even start doing that. The buildings there are built right after World War II. They're from the 1940s. They're 75 years old. They really weren't meant to last this long. In the last few years, the Planning Commission, along with City Council, has decided to change the zoning of that property from what I bought it at EX to the current zone of EG. That new zone doesn't allow me to do what I bought the property to do. In the last few years, I've been at several meetings. I've done plenty of emails, tried phone calls, urging you to not change the zone on me. By doing so, you've pretty much eliminated the whole purpose of me buying the property. Now all I can build there is office and industrial buildings. Since I can't develop what I was planning on building, I'm trying to sell it. I've talked to three real estate firms in town, big commercial firms, which have all told me that the value of the property at the old zone is $2.6 million. The value at the new zone is $1.6 million. So not only has the zoning change not allowed me to build what I plan on building, but has lost me $1 million. So I'm here to ask you to give me back the zone that I purchased.
Did you get a notice about the devaluation, the change in the zoning when it was being done?
Not about devaluation, but I did get notice about the zone change. I did come to several hearings about begging you to not change it on me.
And what's the response of the mayor's office and the planning bureau as far as why the zone change was made?
Because they have other areas of town that are zoned industrial that they would like to be EX. So then they have to find other EX zones and change to industrial to balance it out.
I encourage you to keep working with the mayor's office because they're in charge of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, which would have to bring a zone change request to council.
Yeah, but they won't change it back to what it was before.
Well, there's a process to get a zone change. So I would encourage you to work with the mayor's office to discuss what your options are.
I've done that before. It costs $30,000 to $50,000. There's no guarantees it'll happen. I need to have a really good reason for it and a good... And, you know, just because I like it that way isn't a good reason to them.
Regardless, that's the way to get a zone change. The council doesn't have the power under state law to just change it without a process through the planning.
But you have the power to take it away from me. You should be able to have the power to give it back.
But this probably isn't a good place to have a dialogue about this, but there was a process to make that choice. The choice was made, and now there needs to be a different process to start over to change it back if that's what you would like to pursue.
Well, at least you know the consequences of your decision.
Thank you.
Thank you. You had a minute left. Did you want to continue speaking? Or?
Sure.
Okay.
I did have the ability to build one building before the zone was changed, which was a parkour gym, which brings a lot of families to the property. A lot of kids train to get healthy there. People really like it. That use isn't even allowed anymore with the new zone, which is unfortunate. In that area, there's a lot of homeless people. And homeless people and parents with kids aren't a good mix. And I've been here before asking that City Council allow the police department to enforce laws and request the homeless people to pick up their tents and move, and that's what the law says they can do. When I ask the police to do that, they tell me that City Council, specifically the mayor, has told them that they're not allowed to do that. They're not allowed to enforce the law. Please allow the police to at least enforce the law.
Thank you.
Madam President, may I?
Commissioner Hardesty.
I just want to say, as a matter of, I just want to say that we, due to no fault of many people, we find that housing is unaffordable in the city of Portland, and it is not an appropriate response to call the police on people who have nowhere to go. It is a failure of the city to provide housing at all income levels. It is not the failure of the people who find that they cannot afford to live in a city where they work, worship, and go to school.
Homelessness is not a crime. I understand that. But I'm cleaning up poop and needles on my property almost daily.
I think what we need to do is find good ways for houseless people to be able to have sanitary access like the rest of us do. But again, I just don't think policing is the appropriate response to people who are houseless. But I appreciate
I agree. And if you do find a solution, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, I'm willing to work with you to help find one.
Can I email you?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Schatz, as Commissioner Fritz explained to you, there is a process to go through, but I can have my chief of staff follow up with you to try to help you initiate that process.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And I think I have, do I have his contact info? Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, it's in his email.
All right. Carla, please call the next item.